Well, I think what it is that God uses this language that we can appreciate and understand, but that he being infinite and all-knowing, we can't attribute to those words the exact same meaning, only part of it. I think regret can be understood when God regrets, for instance, in Genesis 6, where, you know, he regrets having, made the world because people were so sinful. Well, what he means is he regrets their sinfulness. Now, could he have kept them from being sinful? Could he have made it so that Adam and Eve had no capacity to sin? Of course he could. And so the regret is intended not as a, if I had known people would sin, I never would have created them. Or if I would have known how bad sin would get, I never would have made the world. But rather, it's that God is emotionally affected. God truly has emotions. Mm. And so he regrets human sinfulness. But at the same time, in his purpose and his plan, has made, sometimes it's made things as they are, other times it's allowed things to be as they are. But in either case, it's with a purpose, as, you know, Joseph said, God intended it for good. And I think the ultimate answer that open theism fails to see, and it's a huge issue in the problem of evil and suffering, as I deal with in my book, If God Is Good, is that God has a higher purpose that we often don't see, and he has a plan that all of the evil and suffering of this world will be greatly outweighed by the eternal glory, goodness, and happiness of his people, where Ephesians 2:7 says, in the ages to come, God will be revealing to us the riches of his kindness to us and his grace in Christ Jesus. We will all in his presence be happier, even given the realities of the sins and suffering and struggles of this life. Yeah.